Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu chapter 35. In the last parak, we learned about how the wealthy in Yehuda enslaved other Jews against Torah law. They did tshuva, freed those slaves, agreed to not take any more, and when they were in a better position, they recaptured their slaves. As a result, Hashem would renew the siege on Yerushalayim that had been paused, and Nebuchadnezzar would be successful in his attack. This parak takes place many years before, in the times of Yehoyakim. This parak and the following parak after this interrupt the series of prakim during the times of Tzidkiyahu and return us back to the times of Yehoyakim. Hashem wants the people to learn a lesson from one family, the Rechavim family, who have a different lifestyle than everyone else because of a promise that their ancestor made. If this family can maintain their values and culture over the generations, the Jewish people should be able to do so as well. Their story, says Rav Boyer, is a Kiddush Hashem that was witnessed in the Beis HaMikdash that stands in sharp contrast to the Chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name that took place when the people violated the covenant they made in that same building by retaking their slaves. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to go to the house of the Rechavim and speak to them. Yirmiyahu's job was to, verse 2, Haviosam Beis Hashem Elachas Lishachos Vishkisa Osam Yayin. Bring them into the house of Hashem, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. The Rechavim were the children of Yonadav ben Rechav, who Rashi says was a descendant of Yisro. The Beis HaMikdash was a central location where many people gathered, so everyone could see what was going on there. People who were not Kohanim could not go into the courtyard if they were not bringing karbanos, and they could not eat or drink consecrated food or drink in the courtyard, but there were upper chambers, rooms, and balconies that were accessible to all, and people could eat and drink there and also see what was happening in those areas. Yirmiyahu was told to first strike up a conversation with his family, and then, in the course of the conversation, convince them to travel to the Beis HaMikdash with him. When they were there, he would try to get them to drink wine. Yirmiyahu takes all of the house of the Rechavim, the elders who are listed as Azanya ben Yirmiyahu ben Chavatzinya, and all of his brothers and contemporaries, and their children, to see if he can convince one of them to drink. Perhaps one of the ones from the older generation would drink because they have a moral weakness, or maybe one of the younger ones would drink because he wants to enjoy the finer things in life and this is his first opportunity. Verse 4, Yirmiyahu brings them to the Beis HaMikdash, to a public place, which is the chamber of Bnei Hanan ben Yigdalyahu, which was opposite the Lishkas HaSarim, the chamber of the officers, which was above the chamber of the Shomer HaSaf, the keeper of the door. So this description is giving us an idea that this place was very public. It was opposite a place where there were people going in and out. It was opposite the chamber of the officers. And so everybody would know and see what was happening in this chamber. And it would make a great impression, whatever Yirmiyahu did here. Yirmiyahu then approaches the sons of Beis HaRechavim and puts down goblets full of wine in cups. And he encourages them and says to them, Shesu Yayin, drink wine. They respond, verse 6, Lo Nishta Yayin, we don't drink wine. Ki Yonadav ben Rechav Avinu Tziva Aleinu Lemor. Our father, Yonadav, who is the son of Rechav, commanded us saying, Lo sishtu yayin atem uvnechem adolam. You should not drink wine, not you nor your children forever. Rabbi Landi, in Uncovering Sefer Yirmiyahu, identifies that this Yonadav ben Rechav was the person who was mentioned in Melachim Beis Parak Yod approximately 300 years before. He, together with Yehu, removed the idol Baal from Yisrael. Yonadav believed in Hashem and wanted to stop his children from falling into the same trap that led people to serve the Baal. He forbade them from becoming too involved with materialism and worldly pleasures, and this would lead to sin. Verse 7, in addition to not drinking wine, their patriarch commanded them to essentially become nomads. Uvayas lo sivnu, you should not build a house. Vizera lo sizra'u v'cherem lo sita'u, you should not sow, nor she'd plant a vineyard. Lo yalachem, you shouldn't even own any of these things and have other people work them for you. Kiva ahalim teshvu kol yemechem, you should dwell in tents all of your days. They shouldn't build homes or even accept them as presents. The reason for these restrictions was Leman tichu yamim rabim al pnei ha'adama asher atem garim sham, in order that you live many days on the face of the land where you dwell. The Radak says that having homes and fields leads to worry, but if they don't have property, they could travel from place to place whenever they needed to. They tell Yirmiyahu that they have listened to their father as he commanded since that time, they and all of their children. The Bnei Harechavim were trying to figure out from Yirmiyahu whether his request was a personal one or if it was a command from Hashem. They are going into a lot of detail so they can understand if they need to violate this tradition that they have kept all these years. They had been living in tents until now, but now bands of Kastim and bands of soldiers from Aram are circulating in the area, and they needed to settle in homes in Yerushalayim to protect themselves. The command to live in tents was only so that they should be safe and live a long time. Since it was now unsafe to live in tents, they moved into homes. After this interaction with Bnei Harechavim, Hashem speaks to Yirmiyahu and tells him to speak to the men of Yehuda and those who lived in Yerushalayim. Verse 13, Hallo, Sikhu Musar Lishmoa El Divarai, won't you take a lesson for yourself to listen to my words? 300 years ago, Yehonadav ben Rechav told his children not to drink wine, so they haven't drunk wine till that day, because they knew they should listen to their father's commandment. Verse 14. Anochi dibarti aleichem, hashkem v'daber, v'lo shematem elai. I have spoken to you, speaking early and often, and you haven't listened to me. The Bnei Harechavim listened to their father who was a human being, and they never violated his commands, even though there was no clear reason given as to why they needed to avoid wine. Here, Bnei Yisrael is serving an eternal God, who watches over them every single day, yet they constantly violate his commandments, even though Hashem warns them all the time, and Hashem said that the mitzvot would be good for them and allow them to live in the land of Israel. Hashem keeps sending his servants, the Nevi'im, frequently to tell them that each person should do tshuva, and that they shouldn't serve other idols, and they don't listen. Making this parallel explicit in verse 16, he says, Yehekimu bnei Yehonadav ben Rechav es mitzvah savihim asher tzivam, because the sons of Yehonadav, the son of Rechav, have performed the commandments of their father which he commanded them, va'amazeh lo shamu elai, and this nation didn't listen to me. Hashem says that there will be a consequence. Lachain ko amar Hashem elokei tzvakos elokei Yisrael. Therefore, these are the words of Hashem, who is the God with power over nature and human beings, and the God who watches carefully over the Jewish people. Hinini mevi el Yehuda del kol yoshe Yerushalayim es kol hara'a asher dibarti aleihem. Behold, I will bring on Yehuda and on all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Why is this bad happening? Yan dibarti aleihem velo shameyu ve'akra lahem velo anu. Because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, and they have not answered. Yirmiyahu now addresses the Bnei Harechavim. They listened to the voice of Yehonadav, their father, and did all the mitzvos that he commanded. They never drank wine, built houses, planted vineyards, and they lived in tents as long as possible. Verse 19, Lachin. The consequence for them would be, Lo yikreis ish liyonadav ben Rechav omed lefanai kol hayamim. No man should be cut off from Yonadav, the son of Rechav, to stand before me forever. The Me'am Lois says that the Bnei Harechavim showed gratitude to their father. Out of gratitude, they obeyed him because he raised them. This attitude of gratitude was now part of their character and would extend to Hashem, and they would fear Hashem and be in his service. The Torah also lists the reward for Kibud Av'im as a long life. Because they obeyed their father, they would merit this reward. The Pasuk says that in the merit of their listening to their father, they would stand before Hashem. The Radak comments that they stood in front of Hashem because their descendants became part of the Sanhedrin and taught Torah, which was centered in the Beis HaMikdash. Or another option would be that their daughters married Kohanim, and so their grandchildren brought Karbanos before Hashem. In this parak, Yirmiyahu goes to a clan named Bnei Harechavim. They had a family tradition from their father not to drink wine or own real estate. They used to be nomads before Nebuchadnezzar made that dangerous. Hashem compares them to the Jewish people who are not listening to Hashem even though they have more reason to do so. Hashem will punish Yehuda with galus and will reward Bnei Harechavim, being before him always. This parak is of course meant to teach us that we should listen to what Hashem tells us without questioning and always follow with the laws of the Torah. But there's other lessons contained in it there as well. The parak can also teach us the importance of following family traditions and also that there is great value for living a life that has less materialism. The Me'am Loez quotes the Chovos HaLevavos who says that living this lifestyle made Bnei Harechavim worthy to be blessed by Hashem. The Chovos HaLevavos adds that when Yaakov Avinu was leaving for Lavan's house, he asked Hashem for two things. He davened that he should have bread to eat and clothing to wear. He did not ask for luxuries, as those would have distracted him from his true purpose in life. Although we do not live a life of asceticism, we own houses and we have closets full of clothes, this parak is something that we can keep in mind. There is a benefit to trying to limit our material possessions. Pirkei Avos says, Mar benachasim mar bedaiga. When we have many possessions, we have more worry. We worry, will we lose them? Are we taking care of them? What do other people have? It's hard when living in a world of abundance to remember that just because something is available and we can afford it, it does not mean we should buy it. How that looks for every person is different. The goal is to remember and stay connected to our traditional values and to make sure that whatever we do, we always feel as if we are Omed Lefanai Kol Hayamim, that we are standing before Hashem all the days. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bast, Alexander Sender.